is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. JAMA Psychiatry compared data from a national survey taken in 2001 and 2, and again in 2012 and 13, each time with about 40,000 adults. Those over 65 remain far less likely to drink than younger people. About 55% of older participants told interviewers they'd imbibed in the last year. Still, that was a 22% increase over the two periods, the greatest rise in any age group. More troubling, the proportion of older adults engaged in high-risk drinking jumped 65% to 3.8%. Many insurers are limiting access to pain medications that carry a lower risk of addiction or dependence because they're cheaper and the safer alternatives are more expensive. Facebook has promised the Vietnamese government that it will remove offensive comments that senior leaders find inaccurate. More than 50 countries have now passed laws over the last 5 years to gain greater control over how their people use the web. Though homebuyers generally need to put up at least 20% of the purchase price to avoid paying mortgage insurance, first-time buyers put down far less on average, roughly 8.2%. The University of New Mexico, where more than half of incoming students were Hispanic in 2015, admissions officials drive as far as the U.S.-Mexico border to help students and parents fill out financial aid forms. Arrivals and migrants in Italy fell by 85% in August, leading some to charge that Italy was paying off Libya's most rapacious warlords to prevent migrant passage and trap them in Libya. Black and Hispanic freshmen were more underrepresented at the nation's top schools in 2015 than they were in 1980. Nationally, 15% of 18-year-olds are black and 20% were Hispanic in 2015, but elite colleges only enrolled 6% non-international blacks and 13% Hispanics. The Holocaust Museum in Washington has been caught in a crossfire after pulling a report on the U.S.-Syrian intervention and whether the U.S. should or should not have done more to intercede that many felt was a debate on the Obama legacy in Syria. Morgan Stanley predicts that 25% of leisure travelers and 23% of business travelers will have used Airbnb by the end of 2017, up from 12% for both groups of travelers in 2015. The report found that 49% of Airbnb users said they had substituted Airbnb for a traditional hotel. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.